This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. A lot of times we hear a lot of things about people either leaving the Galesburg area or leaving Illinois or things like that. But there's some good news to counter that, some of that perhaps. Home sales in this area for 2017 were up for the last year, that is. And we want to talk about that with Tim Eagle of Western Illinois Realtors. He is the president of the West Central Illinois chapter of the Capital Area Realtors Organization. And he's on the line now. Tim, thanks for your time.
You bet. Thank you, Will. Appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. We're very glad to talk to you. First of all, tell me what you saw overall for 2017. It sounds like more homes were sold and the prices of those homes kind of went up. Is that right?
Yeah, it was a busy year, a nice steady year for everybody. Interest rates stayed cooperative so that financing was affordable, and we saw just a good steady market trend throughout the year, really.
As I kind of mentioned to set it up, it's kind of, I would say, a pleasant surprise given, frankly, some of the perhaps negativity we've seen about Galesburg and the area between jobs and other things and maybe crime and other things like that. Was it surprising to you to see the numbers move upward here?
It's definitely pleasing to see that, as you said. It certainly helps reinforce the general attitude of the community when they see that the economy is moving forward and home sales are moving forward. Based on my personal business and business of my associates throughout the year, we could tell it was going to be a good year just by the steady business we were getting. But it certainly is always nice to see that come out in the numbers at the end of the year.
And I think the thing to kind of emphasize here, perhaps from the news release that came out from your organization on Friday, is that the ripple effect of home sales and the prices as well going up. Kind of talk about that ripple effect and really what that means.
Oh, that's absolutely right. Yeah, it's you know, everybody wins when you have strong home sales. As mentioned in the article, all of the people, the industries associated with home sales benefit from that. You know, the local lenders, the appraisers, the inspectors, all the home repair companies, furnishing companies, insurance companies, you name it. Owning a home carries with it many facets and many different areas of the market are affected by that. So anytime we have strong home sales, it certainly benefits everyone in the community.
From people you talk to with the homes, you and a Western Illinois realtor sell, what are they generally telling you? Is there still a lot of concern about the market or the area or anything like that? Or are people really kind of positive, I guess, about the area right now?
The outlook seems to be pretty positive. Our market is not like others in bigger areas. We don't have a lot of strong swings up or down like you do in a large metropolitan area. So we don't see a lot of nosediving or large upswings, but we do see kind of steady growth over time. And I guess the continuing attitude seems to be positive. We've got a lot of baby boomers in the area that are choosing to stay in the area. They're relocating to smaller homes, you know, downsizing, if you will. And we still live in an area that it's very positive to own a home. You know, it far outweighs the benefits of renting for most people. So we see a lot of strong growth from first-time home buyers.
That's good to hear. Between that, though, and sort of, as you mentioned, baby boomers moving into smaller homes, is that a concern in terms of inventory, or is inventory pretty tight right now? I remember talking with your home organization in Springfield a number of times back once upon a time when I worked there, and that area was always concerned about inventory. Is that a concern here?
Inventory has been tight, yeah. We've noticed over the last several years it's been getting tighter a little bit more each year, and the trend that we're seeing with baby boomers in that age group is that they're wanting single-level homes, ranch-type homes. Mostly they're wanting to get away from the big two stories with stairs. And, of course, we live in a market that's predominantly older homes, a lot of story-and-a-half, two-story homes. So we don't necessarily always have the inventory of single-level homes that the market is asking for.
Are you continuing to look at an upward trend? I guess specifically looking at, for example, there was an increase in just the fourth quarter of last year, at least here in the city of Galesburg. Do you expect that to continue?
It could. It's hard to say. Wintertime is always an unpredictable market. Weather plays a large factor. You know, when it's really cold out, people don't really want to mess with looking for a home unless they absolutely have to. So, and when you're starting a new year, people are recovering from the holidays and getting their finances in order for taxes. So usually after tax time is over and people have recovered from the holidays and the weather kind of smooths out a little bit, we tend to see that growth start to resurge.
Yeah, somebody who moved out of one home and into another in a November a couple of years back, there's nothing quite like moving in fall or winter. That's
absolutely right.
Oh, it's great, great fun. Tim, does that mean that I always thought of this time of year as being good for things like buying a car, given taxes and the turn to spring coming and things like that? Is you're kind of telling me it sounds like that's also the same with buying a home, right?
It often can be, yeah. Lenders, of course, want to see copies of tax returns so that they can make a solid valuation on a buyer's eligibility for credit. And oftentimes people get a refund. So those two factors certainly put a person in a better position to be applying for a loan and thinking more seriously about buying something.
In terms of selling a home, is now the best time to start at least thinking about that too?
It sure is, yeah. Really, any time's a good time to sell. Oftentimes, we find that putting your home on the market sometimes in the winter can be better because you have less competition. There are some people that don't want to list their home in the winter just because of the weather. So the reduced competition and the buyers that are out there that are looking during the winter are oftentimes a little more serious. They're not out looking just for the fun of it. They're out looking because they need to find something and they need to keep moving. So winter is certainly not a bad time to put it on, but it's also a good time if you're thinking about listing to start getting some things done and getting things in order so that when the market does pick up in the spring, you're ready for it.
That said, though, I see where the number of days on market for a house listed for sale went up in the fourth quarter in the region. Can you explain what that means and if that's a good sign or a bad sign?
Days on market is basically the amount of time it takes between the time the property is listed and the time that the sale actually closes. Generally, days on market, the smaller the better. Obviously, that means it just sells faster, but it's not uncommon to see that change throughout the year, especially when you get into fall and the holiday season. The holidays play a factor in banks, appraisers, title companies getting things done because they may be not working full weeks, and just the fact that, it's the holiday season and people are busy. So oftentimes, that days on market can take a little longer than it would during the rest of the year. So it's certainly not a cause for concern, but it is something we do watch.
So not necessarily something then that is a hard and fast indicator of how things are going to go in terms of both buying and selling, right?
That's correct, yeah. I mean, to see it increase during that time of year is not uncommon, but if we saw it steadily increase throughout the entire year, then it would be something we would want to look at. So it's an indicator that maybe things are slowing down.
Sure. Okay, before we run out of time, Tim, maybe if you could maybe give some advice to folks who may be looking at trying to sell their home and conversely those who might be looking at buying a home at this point. What do we need to start thinking about?
Sure. If you're looking to sell, definitely contact a local realtor of your choice. They can go through these market statistics and other ideas with you to help you prepare for it. Having your home prepared and ready to go is the best thing you can do. And if you're looking to buy, the absolute first thing you need to do is go contact a lender of your choice and get a pre-approval done and see where you're at financially so that when you do find just the right home, you're ready to go.
Interest rates are still pretty favorable right now, right?
Absolutely. Yep.
Great. Okay. All right. And Tim, I might as well give you a shameless plug here. Where are you at and how can folks get a hold of you?
I am located with Western Illinois Realty. I work out of our Knoxville office, but we have five offices in the area to serve Knox, Warren, Henderson, and the surrounding areas.
All right, very good. Tim Eagle, president of the West Central Illinois chapter of the Capital Area Realtors, thanks so much for your time, and hopefully things continue to be pretty good for you.
Thank you, Will. Appreciate that.
Tim Eagle on Galesburg's Evening News. Stay tuned. We'll check sports, business news, and much more straight ahead on WGIL.